Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be asking the question, what is a chord symbol? My name is Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. So quite often on gigs, people come up to me, particularly if I'm using something like the iReal book, which is literally just chord symbols and no notes at all. They ask me what it is, and I guess to someone who doesn't think about chord symbols, it's all like hieroglyphics or something. So, Nick, we need to define what a chord symbol is.
So when you see a chord symbol written on the page, what you see is very often a letter, like C or D or E, and then you may get some other information as well after the letter, and it's a kind of a code really. And once you know how to decode it, basically what a chord symbol does, it gives you information about the harmony, the underlying harmony at that particular point in the song. And when you have a series of these chords put together, what it is, it's like a map. I could sort of almost think of it like a map of the harmony of the song. I don't know if it's got any other way of thinking about it, Simon.
Yeah, well, just on the actual chord symbol itself, basically it's broken down into three sections. There's a capital letter, like Nick said, it could be E, D, any letter up to G, really. And then the second part of it is, what is the third doing? That's the third of the chord. Is it major? Is it minor?
Yeah, the third note of the scale, really.
Exactly, the third note of the scale. Mm-hmm. So if let's take C minor 7 flat 5 as our chord, it will be capital C, small m, and then 7 in kind of like a squared sign in the position of, like, if you said 4 squared, the 7 will be smaller and higher up. And then after that, it would say flat 5, wouldn't it? So what we would have is C, that's the root, M, which is the third, minor, and then 7, which tells us it's not just a triad, but it's got a seventh in there, and that also the fifth is altered to be flat. And I'll play that now so we know what it sounds like. And that's really, that's the kind of the, like the letter. If we think of letters, words, paragraphs, pages, novels, then we're talking about the actual letter, and then we're sort of building up to a word, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So a chord symbol is maybe like a Chinese character. It signifies something specific, but there's a sort of code, like you say. And in a way, that's what allows, I think, that's what allows jazz players or anyone who improvises to think about the music, because you can remember, it's like Pitman shorthand for music. You can quickly assimilate it and remember it more easily than trying to remember an entire piano concerto from the beginning to the end and play it the same every time. So do you think there's anything else that we need to talk about with a chord chart? Or, you know, I mean, that often with a lead sheet, they're laid out in 4-bar chunks, aren't they? And I guess the other thing that we've talked about is that it's a little bit similar to the Baroque thing of figured bass with, perhaps you could talk about it, Nick.
Yeah, so with Baroque music, very often the keyboard part it wouldn't actually be written out in full. You would have this system of, it was kind of numbers which related to the the chord that you had to play. But it was a very similar system in as much as it was a kind of a code, and you have to understand the code. Once you've understood the code, you can then play the harmony.
Yeah, I mean, the big difference between chord symbols and figured bass is that chord symbols in a lead sheet, you get the tune with the chord above it. With figured bass, you get the bass line with numbers over
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, we're running out of time. So from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, goodbye.